This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Adaptive Computing, providers of MOAB, the intelligent automation software that manages more of the most complex and advanced facilities in the top 500 than any other technology. www.adaptivecomputing.com.
This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry. With Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research. And now, here are your hosts, Michael Feldman and Addison Snell.
Mellanox proposes to Voltaire.
And the first petaflop supercomputer in Russia.
Hello, everyone, and good morning for HPC Wire Soundbite for December 3rd, 2010. Available every Friday on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and I'm joined by Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research. Hey, good morning, Addison.
Good morning, Michael.
Well, we got a little late in the season news in the HPC space this week. I was kind of surprised about it. Were you shocked about this?
I don't know if I was shocked, but as we get through Thanksgiving and we think we're going to hit the slow news cycles in December, here we got a real story to chew on, right?
Yeah, so if people haven't been following this, Mellanox actually made an offer. They entered into a definitive agreement to buy Voltaire, their customer and part-time competitor in the InfiniBand
right.
space.
Exactly.
I guess, you know, this has been rumored for a while. We've had three big vendors in that space, Mellanox, Voltaire, and QLogic, and it's sort of a strange triad there. Voltaire uses Mellanox silicon, QLogic uses its own silicon for its InfiniBand switches and adapters, and Mellanox,
right.
of course, has its own, and it also offers devices, especially of late. So
it got really weird last year when Mellanox started offering its own switches, because now you're going into competition with your own customer.
Right.
So clearly Mellanox had aspirations to do more than just the silicon side of the business, but Voltaire was selling more switches.
Right. And they had that market locked up, and they had, you know, some of the sectors in that space locked up. So they were sharing the same customer base, but yeah, they were starting to right. butt heads, certainly.
Well, and locked up is a strong word for it. I don't know if Voltaire had it locked up. They certainly had a good presence.
Yeah.
Mellanox used to have the silicon business locked up until QLogic entered it.
Right, and you got to believe that, you know, since QLogic had come on the scene, Mellanox has been thinking about various ways to sort of, you know, edge them out, because, you know, they are coming on QLogic, and they've made some progress in the last year or two, certainly. And this sort of changes the game. I mean, they had basically right. two big InfiniBand vendors that now or look like they're going to join forces. They've got to go through some regulatory hoops, and the Voltaire shareholders have to agree to this. But
it's essentially done, though. We can reasonably expect this to close without any further hoopla in the Q1, right?
Yeah, they're looking at Q1 to close this deal, and yeah, I think this will go forward as well.
Right. For Mellanox, what it does is it does offer them an opportunity to continue to grow beyond just the silicon itself. Because one thing the InfiniBand vendors have to cope with is you're kind of maxing out in terms of how much InfiniBand can grow as a system interconnect for high performance computing, at least at the rapid rate that it took business away from the proprietary interconnects, because now you're really settling down to, aside from a small handful of proprietaries that are still left, like BlueJean and a couple of Crays, that everything's either on InfiniBand or Ethernet now, and the Ethernet's share has been fairly stable.
Right, and in fact, both Voltaire and Mellanox have Ethernet solutions, and now they sort of have an end-to-end solution with Mellanox's sort of dual-purpose